Throughout Europe this week, there were events marking the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II. Perhaps one of the most poignant commemorations took place today in London. It recreated the arrival in Britain of hundreds of Jewish children back in 1939. Those children, now senior citizens, were reunited with the British man they credit as their savior. The World's Laura Lynch has more.
A vintage steam train pulled out of Prague 3 days ago, carrying 24 men and women who made this same trip as boys and girls 7 decades ago. With the Nazis occupying what was then Czechoslovakia, their parents made the heart-rending decision to send them away. Lisa Midwinter was just 3 years old when she boarded the train with her brother. This trip has given her a vivid sense of the drama of those few days.
It's been a very, very, very emotional journey, and it's made me realize how long we were on the train when these days you can just fly over. We've made a new friend, and I've met the lady who evidently looked after me on the journey and played with me and made it so much easier.
8 trains in all made it to London, thanks to the quiet heroics of a young clerk at the London Stock Exchange. 29-year-old Nicholas Winton was set to go skiing in Switzerland in 1938 when a friend working at the British Embassy in Prague persuaded him to come to see the swelling numbers of refugees, most of them Jewish. The sight propelled Winton into action. He persuaded the British government to let them in, raised funds, organized foster homes, and arranged for the trains. Ruth Humphreys, then 14 years old, has crystal clear memories of what it was like to leave her parents behind.
Well, a lot of sadness, lots of crying, lots of unhappiness, lots of fear, and just very, very sad. I remember just hanging on to my sister. I was lucky I had my sister with me.
Eve Leadbeater was 8 when she waved goodbye to her mother, father, and older brother. She didn't hear they had died until the end of the war.
I used to fantasize that after the war, we would all meet again. Made up little stories of how we would recognize each other, particularly my brother, who I adored. It didn't happen.
But today, tears eventually gave way to smiles and laughter as the train pulled into Liverpool Street Station in London. Seventy years ago, the children stood on the platform in near silence, waiting to find out who would take them in. Today, it was very nearly a party, and Eva Beato was savoring every moment.
A mixture of sadness, emotion, and positive friendship and joy at still being alive.
Watching over it all was the man who made it all happen. 100 years old now, Nicholas Winton was showered with flowers, kisses and hugs from those who call themselves Nicky's children.
The trouble 70 years ago was getting them together with the people who were going to look after them. I've got no responsibility this time.
Winton saved the lives of 669 children over the months leading up to the war, but he admits one thing still haunts him. The largest evacuation train was supposed to depart Prague on September the 3rd, the day Britain declared war on Germany. That train never left. Almost none of the 250 children on board survived the war. That makes today's reunion bittersweet for the man they call Britain's Oscar Schindler and for the children he saved. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.